Finally today, we spin back 50 years for one more remembrance for the March on Washington. Bonetta Jules Rosette was there. She's now the director of the African and African-American Studies Research Center at the University of California, San Diego. But in 1963, she was just 14 when she went to the march with her parents. And she says the key moment for her was when the performer Josephine Baker spoke to the crowd.
I saw Baker come on in her Air Force Lieutenant French uniform.
And now, to show the international character of the struggle in which we are currently engaged, Miss Josephine Baker.
I call it the friends and family speech. Friends and family, you know, I've lived a long time and I've come a long way. I'll skip ahead a bit here. I have walked into the palaces of kings and queens, but I could not walk into a hotel in America and get a cup of coffee. And that made me mad. And when I get mad, you know, I open my big mouth and then look out, because when Josephine opens her mouth, they hear it all over the world.
Seeing you all together, the sight for sore eyes.
Many of the civil rights leaders thought that Baker was out of touch. Indeed, Baker repeatedly said that she thought that the solution to problems of racial conflict would be to just have one big, large family. And one could say that this may be somewhat naive, but she said the way to do this would be to actually start by bringing up children together in a single family of different races and ethnicities.
You're together as salt and pepper, just as you should be.
She described all of the opportunities that she had in France, and she said, I took the rocky path and tried to smooth it out a little. I wanted to make it easier for you. This part really inspired me. I wanted you to have a chance at what I had. I was studying French in school, and I thought, well, if I ever have a chance to go to France in the way that Baker did, I would love to do that. Just a year after the March on Washington, I was able to go into a study abroad program for high school students in France. I did not go to Paris. I went to a city called Saint-Étienne, which is a very small town, and there were no African Americans in that town whatsoever, and there was one other black student, an African student. And so the people in the town, when one or the other of us would pass by, would point to us, and I was expecting this cosmopolitan, very open France, and I found a France that was more restrictive than anything that I knew of growing up in Washington, D.C., and where I had become a novel curiosity. However, I went back the following year and spent a summer in Paris, and that was altogether a different experience. It was very similar to the Paris described by Baker. I was to go to France many times, become a dual citizen, and devote a great deal of my life to France. I recognized and always have recognized the inspiration that she gave me on that great day.
Si mon village pouvait servir un jour.
Oh, I think that she would be extremely proud to see President Obama standing in the same place that Martin Luther King and she herself stood. President Obama represents Baker's view of the solution to the problem of civil rights. He is a rainbow child. She would say, I told you so.
Tous les villages alors seraient heureux. Tous les visages alors seraient joyeux. Et peu à peu, le monde entier serait meilleur.
That was Bonetta Jules Rosette, director of the African and African American Studies Research Center at the University of California, San Diego, and the author of Josephine Baker in Art and Life, The Icon and the Image. That'll do it for us today from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH. I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.
The World is a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH, supported by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives. GatesFoundation.org. The Rita Allen Foundation, investing in transformative ideas in their earliest stages to leverage their growth and promote breakthrough solutions to significant problems, online at ritaallen.org. And by the PRI Trust for Innovation, which enables informed risk-taking in the creation of new content for public radio. Donors to the trust include Marguerite Steed Hoffman, the Tagney Jones Family Fund, and the Rose Family Fund.
PRI, Public Radio International.